Hello, my name is Claire Rowntree and I'm a partner in the personal injury team at Boyce Turner. I act for claimants who've suffered life-changing injuries as a result of burns and traumatic scarring, and my firm is also on the legal panel for the Katie Piper Foundation. I'm joined by Christine Sharp, a case manager specialising in burns injuries from Integrated Case Management. Today, Christine and I are talking about some of the challenges and experiences we have both working together and individually in our day-to-day practices relating to rehabilitation in the context of burns and traumatic scarring injuries. I've acted for many clients over the years whose injuries have been caused by explosions, chemical burns, scalds, or traumatic scarring caused by road accidents, accidents at work or in public places. When we act for claimants who have suffered burns injuries as a result of someone else's fault, we try to work collaboratively with insurers and case managers to gain funding for access to ongoing rehabilitation. I work with case managers who meet the client and their family to assess their immediate rehabilitation needs and make recommendations for a program of rehabilitation in the immediate, medium, and long term. This helps my clients to optimise their recovery whilst we deal with obtaining compensation for their injuries and financial losses. Christine, can you introduce yourself and what your role is as a case manager?
Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for asking me to join you today. I'm an occupational therapist and I've had a career spanning 25 years, of which the majority of time I've worked in burns and plastics and with patients that have had major traumas to minor traumas. I have worked as a case manager and expert witness for the past 10 years. So also now have the experience of the litigation side as well as the clinical side.
What do you see are the immediate concerns of burn survivors? Because in the legal context, my clients are often traumatized. They're concerned about how it's going to impact them and their family. They worry about paying the mortgage, whether they can claim benefits, how it's going to impact on their family. Contacting a solicitor can seem really daunting. So when we meet with our clients, we're often asked all sorts of questions to do with those concerns, whether they have a claim, how long it will take for their claim to settle, what they can claim for, how they'll fund their claim, and etc. But what do you see as a case manager?
People that have had burns are often very traumatized still from the whole impact of it. And a lot of their concerns can be divided really into two parts of it. There's the clinical concerns, and that can be anything from ranging of how do I have a shower? Am I allowed to get my dressings wet? Am I allowed to put what creams on? Should I be buying the very expensive bio oils and other products to help with my scarring, down to can I afford that? How do I get to the burns unit? How do I afford the transport? What do I need to do for the claim? What help can I get that I'm not already getting from the NHS? And there's lots of information that patients get, and particularly if they're going through a legal claim as well, lots of concerns that they have, and often confusing and conflicting information as well.
The specialist burns unit, many of our clients will have been treated in those types of units and then discharged home. What usually happens after that, Christine?
Burns is a very specialised area of medicine, and this is why you have dedicated burns units. And they often have an MDT approach, which is a multidisciplinary approach. And then that often stops once someone leaves the burns unit. While the patient may be coming backwards and forwards for wound dressings and some of the other services that they may have received as an inpatient are often lost. And that can be quite hard to then readjust to living at home with a burn as to living in a very supportive environment in a burns unit.
What do you usually see are the challenges post-discharge for rehabilitation?
A lot of it is how close they are actually to burns units because, as you know, there's only certain burns units around the country, and a lot of people travel far to get to these burns units. Sometimes if travelling's too far, care will often be referred back to local services, whether that be at a local district hospital or with a GP surgery. And sometimes clinicians there may not understand the nuances of the burns recovery as well, but also the implication of actually having to travel and get in a car can sometimes be very hard on people that have had burns.
Absolutely. And I suppose that leads us quite nicely into the issue of psychological impact. And many will suffer from injuries such as post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety or depression or adjustment disorder. And these can be caused by the trauma of the initial accident or their hospital stay, the pain and distress of the injuries and their treatment, the scarring itself, which many of my clients say acts as a daily reminder, and the impact that it has on work and life and family and independence. So from my perspective, for my clients, accessing psychological support is really fundamental in helping them after a burns injury. And I also find that they need it at different stages of their recovery as well, inpatient, post-discharge, and in the longer term. What's sort of your experience of psychological support for the client?
Burns units, and with the specialist care you receive in them, are very good at providing that initial psychological support for clients, particularly when they're going through some of their first, so the first dressing changes, the first time seeing their burns, the first time showering, the first time going to physio, and they're often very well supported in that. Unfortunately, sometimes with the provision of statutory services, that doesn't flow out into the post-discharge, post-burns unit stage as an outpatient, that there's often a not provision for that. And I think one of the roles that I always do as a case manager, particularly with people that have had disfigurement or will have major scars, is to start the psychology treatment really early on. And I think the one good thing that's come out of COVID is that a lot of psychology treatment's gone remote. So as a case manager, if we can get the funding to start the psychology treatment well, it's an inpatient, and help that process of coming home, and then having the same clinician being able to then follow that treatment at home as well, is extremely helpful.
And then throughout the life of the case, you know, having to speak to lawyers and experts about their accident and having to relive that experience and any sort of external triggers or the loss of a job or having to adjust to a new way of life, they can also be maintaining or aggravating factors, can't they, for psychological symptoms?
Definitely. And I think, as with most psychological responses to trauma, there's an up and a down roller coaster. And there's certain, like you're alluding to, there's certain life events that make it more heightened. And then sometimes it may be fine. So, for example, returning to work, returning to school, seeing people they may not have seen for a long time and having to explain their injuries is often times when a little bit more psychological help is invaluable.
Yeah, and you spoke to me about the constantness of burns and scarring, that it's a constant kind of reminder of what's happened to them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you break a bone, you don't often see the broken bone, do you? But if you've broken the skin and you've got a scar, it's there for life. And there's also other consequences from scarring as well, particularly if it's over a joint or it's on a prominent body part, for example, on your face, or if the scarring's change the appearance, or there's limb loss or body part loss as well. That's constant every day. You're reminded of it every single day. You wake up and see it as well.
We also try to get insurers to provide funding for psychological support for the family. If it's a parent who's been injured, then, you know, maybe the children might need some help and some support to understand what's happened, or, you know, vice versa.
Definitely. And I think it's very hard to know what that impact is on families, because often they're being extremely stoic, putting their needs secondary to that of the patient, because they often don't want to distract from the care that the patient gets. But particularly with children, I think that's hard when their parents' roles change in their life and they may be coping with their roles changing in a family, but also the impact that maybe the disability or scarring has on that child and what other children are saying at school. And I've worked with some amazing child psychologists that have been valuable to helping children cope.
As a consequence of this type of injury, clients experience a high level of pain and may need some help with pain management, medication and treatment, but also it can have a profound psychological impact. So, you know, access to private treatment rather than having to wait on the NHS is usually quite important where pain is concerned. Would you agree?
Definitely. And I think there's lots of factors with pain. So the medical model says that you have chronic pain if it lasts more than 3 months. And I think with burns and scarring, pain is always going to be a factor when you've got scarring because the body's response is to tighten. And with that, you then get the tightening of the skin, which also leads to lots of other issues. So that may be tightness of joints, whether that be problems with joints, and then have lots of secondary problems as well, particularly if you've had inhalation injuries or gastro injuries. If patients have been intubated in hospital, the problems you have on the throat and the pain you get from that's very different to the burn scarring. And then the stomach problems, having been on gastro feeds and not being able to eat for a long time can also have an impact. Then the impact of having medication, the impact of not being able to sleep feeds into that pain cycle as well.
Yeah. That's right. And we've talked about rehabilitation, you know, from a physical and a psychological perspective, but also, you know, rehabilitation feeds into social and vocational, doesn't it? Mm. So, you know, there can be a huge impact on lifestyle and also on the ability to do your pre-accident work. What sort of help can case managers get for clients who really sort of want to address those issues?
I think with rehabilitation, it's very hard that there's not often long-term rehabilitation for people with burns, and that case managers often have to muddle together a team of clinicians, of therapists to try and establish an MDT team to help with that. It's a huge area that's lacking. And I know that in South London and sort of the southeast, we've got the amazing Remedy healthcare team that provide that multidisciplinary team, but unfortunately that's not the case all over the country. For burns, it's very different in that there's lots of different rehabilitation for different things, because there may be, like you're saying, the vocational part of it, but there also may be respiratory problems as well, cardiac problems as well. So it's like those types of rehabilitation that need to be addressed as well.
And there is the Katie Piper Rehabilitation Centre in Merseyside as well, which we're able to signpost our clients to. And those sorts of support services and charities such as Katie Piper or Changing Faces offer a really valuable source of support to our clients and their families, because it provides them with a network of support and a sense of being part of a community of people who've sort of had similar experiences to their own and really understand what they're going through. To wrap up then, Christine, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really fascinating hearing all about your work and, you know, the wealth of experience that you have and the sorts of issues and challenges that you've come across in your day-to-day work. So thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
If you or anyone you know has suffered a serious injury involving burns or traumatic scarring or a life-changing injury, please get in touch with us on boysturnerclaims.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.